One of the issues in dealing with tshuva is that it seems to contradict everything that modern psychology says. Everything that people experience in life becomes a part of them. How can tshuva somehow wipe out the past? It doesn't correspond to certainly current thinking. And even logically, it seems difficult. People had experiences that affected them. We know that the impact is felt on everything that we have done, and that it becomes part of what we are. Let me suggest, based on a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, that perhaps the problem comes from a misunderstanding of how tshuva really works. The Gemara quotes two statements in the name of Reish Lakish which seem to contradict each other. One statement is, Gadol tshuva shezdonos nasen shkogos. The first statement says that tshuva is great because it turns events, sins that were done intentionally, into those that were done accidentally. We know there's a great difference in halacha between something that's done bemezid, with full intent, and something which is done b'shogeg, accidentally, even though there's some element of negligence. For example, if a person, chas v'shalom, does an avera such as chil shabbos, bemezid, he's chayev misa, the punishment would be death, but if it's done b'shogeg, it was done accidentally, not intending to do the Aveira, then the punishment is being a carbon chatas. Rotzeach b'meizid is chayiv misa, b'shogeg, he goes to galus, he goes to exile. And I want to give many other examples. Yet, there's another statement from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Gadol tshuva shezdonos nasin zuchuyos. The tshuva is so great that the sins that one has performed are considered acts of merit after one has repented and done tshuva. So the Gemara says it's a contradiction. And the Gemara resolves the contradiction by referring to two levels of tshuva. Kan mi ahava, kan mi yira. If a person does tshuva, he repents out of fear of punishment, it is a repentance, but it's a lower level of repentance. It's done simply out of fear, and therefore it only succeeds in reducing the avera from mezid to shogeg, from intentional to accidental. However, if one does a full tshuva me'av, a person realizes the error of his ways, and it comes from love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to change, truly, not just because out of fear, then the event that was originally a sin becomes a source of merit for him. One should ask, what happened to the intermediate stage? If, as we assumed at the start of our short Dvar Torah, that tshuva wipes out the past, there should have been a stage that zdonos become nothing, that the avera just dropped. And yet we don't find that. Either it gets reduced or transformed, but it doesn't get eliminated. Based on this, we can say that Chazal also understood that behavior that someone does cannot disappear. We can't make believe that the act never took place. However, we can transform that act through tshuva. Tshuva does not eliminate the past. It transforms the impact of the past upon us. If it's a low level of tshuva, it simply reduces the level of responsibility. If it's the highest level of tshuva, it causes us to grow from the very mistake that we made. The very chait, the very sin that we performed, becomes a source of merit once we are transformed through the act of proper tshuva of repentance, understand what we've done wrong, then we can turn that which initially was a sin into a source of merit.